Hello, Kevin.
How are you doing? I didn't pick up my pad.
It's right up there on the table for you.
Zoning Board of Appeals meeting. Wednesday, August 25th, 2021.
And we'll postpone the minutes until next week. Our next meeting, just to be clear, is the 22nd of September, is that?
Yes, the fourth Wednesday is September 22nd. So the deadline for applicants is going to be a little earlier, September 8th.
I just want to let you know that I'm scheduled for surgery on the 29th for my shoulder, but if they can get it earlier date, I'm going.
Oh, okay.
And I will be gone that week. That will be just. Well, isn't that the last week of.
No, the 22nd is actually the fourth week, which is the fifth week.
Oh, all right. So then I'll be here that week. All right. I thought we might share with you. I go to Carmel and Hershey, I'll be down at Carmel in September, when it becomes October, then Hershey's all up. All right.
So we're hoping we'll all be here. All right. So we'll just move to the first appeal, which is appeal number 838, an area variance from applicant requesting area variance to construct a 6-foot privacy fence in front of the yard facing Peter Danvoet, second to extend 12 feet from the house into the corner of the existing attached garage. The total fence area would be 144 square feet.
I just wanted to jump in here at this point. This is going to be your first fence variance, and I think I sent you a copy of the local law. And the reason why it's your first, and this has been a long sought after change to the town code for fences. If you notice the changes that were made, previously there was no avenue of relief, none at all. Either you complied or you didn't, and that was that. So we had a lot of people, you know, coming into the department with, fence requests that didn't comply, and it was very, very cumbersome and impossible to work with. So the change was finally made to the code, as you see there, putting in a variance component. So you're going to be seeing these now, I would think, potentially several times a year at least, in terms of relief from the fence code, depending on.
We have had you come here, and we've had to tell them it doesn't apply.
Yeah, it's really been without basis up until now. And then the other thing that was done that's a huge relief is the height of the fence can be fully in the side yard up to 6 feet. Before it was the rear building line, you could only have a 6-foot fence. Well, now it's the front building line.
Right, it's off the front of the house.
Correct. And now previously was off the rear.
Off the back of the house.
Right.
Well,
and that was
really
the
point bad about it.
Right.
Which really was bad because you could have a porch that stuck out.
Correct.
And it from the back of the porch.
And a lot of people want to have, the higher fence for their side yard, and now that's permitted. Now the unique case tonight is we have an applicant here that has a corner lot, obviously, so it's a little bit different situation. So but I just wanted to point out to you, the reason why you're seeing a fence finally is that change in law was done over the summer, and now there's a chance that you're going to be seeing these on a regular basis. And it's always an area variance.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said 6 feet, and I'm reading this 8 feet.
It can be
eight feet. You're correct. Yeah.
Now, this has been approved by the town board and got some public hearing in the
hall. Correct. It's already been filed with the State Department and all that. It's part of our code now.
Okay. any variance, is an area variance considered an area variance?
Yes, it's a dimensional consideration.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously fences are an allowed accessory use in every district. So that's the reason why it'll always be an area variance.
It should be addressed.
Yes. In some instances, it will be, as they always are.
Yes. And I take you, Mr.
Mandatory.
Mandatory. Okay. Can you just tell us what you're doing? Well,
wanted to extend my fence line out to create a dog run, and I'm putting a hot tub in my backyard, and I wanted to salvage some of the side yard for the extra dog run space.
Okay. So the fence in area you're looking at is for a dog run.
Basically.
Now it's 144 square feet, correct? 12
yes.
by 12?
Yeah. Yep. Okay. I'm going to do that. I want to put up the stockade fence, and then on the inside, I'll put a lower chain link fence so dogs can't get to the stockade fence.
I see.
This way they'll be locked into a certain area.
I have two dogs of my own. I know what you're talking
about. I'm trying to have the rest of my backyard because they just destroyed it over the years. This way we've had it locked in one section. I can actually fix the rest of the yard up, do some more work to it, and make it nicer back there.
Okay, so the only thing that in front of it, side yard, is the dog run. That's
personally be it, the dog run, and the hot tub may be on the very edge of that, so I'm not really sure. I haven't let it all out yet.
Okay.
I've got to wait for the permission to do this before I start planning anything else.
Because I thought I understood it was for the hot tub as well.
Yeah, it's going for the hot tub as well, yes.
Okay. Which the 12 by 12 makes more sense when we talk about that. But, all right. Any questions from the board?
No, we had a properly noticed public hearing. We did not get any written correspondence or nothing via email.
I've had Matt out there looking at the property, looking back a couple months ago. I'm sure I don't want to leave the vision. The problem is blocking traffic, even right there.
Yeah, I don't think it looks like you're
going to
be out
of the No, I'm not going to be out that far. The neighbor might not like it, but that's not my problem.
Well, he's not here.
If he or she didn't, they would be here.
Yeah, they would know it.
Or we would at least had a... Yes. We would at least had a letter or an email or something.
Yeah, I got the first notification. Before I got my email, which I don't do every day.
So, yeah, privacy fence.
Yeah, so it's something that's not there.
Which is the mother variance.
Well, it's part of the same variance, I assume.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can word it that way if you'd like.
Yeah. Word it better.
Okay. So 2 feet is not a huge amount.
4 foot and 12 foot.
And it's... And 4 feet wouldn't give you the privacy that you're looking for.
We're talking about the height.
Oh,
I have. It's 4 foot normally, and you want to go 6 feet.
Yes, sir. Okay.
And in terms of, is there any place else you can put this fence?
Not really. Yes, I get this. But the rest of my yard is fenced out already. The back door, from the side of the house to the backyard, is all fenced around. So you can push out to the side yard and chase this meter down. Give me a little more room. That's up the garage, back in the garage area.
Look at the sketch of
the house faces. The front of the house is Sunset Drive. The side yard is shooting down.
Yeah, it's pretty tight on the two property lines that are in the setbacks. To the right and the bottom of the page.
When I look at the sketch in the picture, I kind of think that it's, that you've got limited backyard anyways because you have your corner box.
Yeah. That problem.
I think that's the specific specified practical difficulty is that it's a corner box.
And somewhat unique to our code is technically on a corner lot, it reads that you have two side yards. So you have two front yards and two side yards.
I do.
That's why I said it's unique to our code. Typically it's two rear yards, but this one says two side yards.
You don't have that much space for side yards.
Well, I mean, if you did that, you might pull this one side yard. I mean, there's a side of this side yard and a side of that yard.
Right, yeah.
I mean, I've been cutting that grass on the side for 30 years.
Okay, thanks. And I think we've satisfied that first requirement. If anybody has any objections or additions to understand, please speak up. The next is how substantial is requested variances in relation to the requirement. And we addressed that a little bit. At 6 feet, it's a 50% increase. Jim added here that the total side yard is approximately 900 square feet.
Yeah, I thought, in my opinion, that that's something else that entered into that equation. You know, the amount of the overall side yard is a percent.
Right.
You know, of what he's requesting to be fenced.
So he's only doing 16% of that side.
Right. So it seems to be a minimal amount in consideration of what the objective is he's trying to fulfill.
Yeah. You're really talking about the front yard. You're talking about that's
a front yard.
Yes.
Yes. So you can't say side yard.
Yes. Yes.
Sorry. That is a front yard, but 16% of the front yard.
Yes.
Minimal.
I'm a
nitpicker.
I like
no, that's fine. Well, no, really, you correctly worded that.
No, it's
front yard. Yeah,
no. You're correct. You're correct.
Okay, so we kind of established that it's not a substantial, we can't prove substantial things, but it's really not.
I'm barricading the entire house.
The next is that the difficulty cannot be remedied by some practical method feasible for the applicant to pursue, and I think we discussed that. I mean, that kind of comes under the first requirement. The next is that there will be no substantial change in character of the neighborhood or detriment to the adjoining properties. I just drove by there on the other
I don't see it. Looking at it, it didn't seem like it would be obtrusive at all.
No, it shouldn't be.
And again, we have no comments from any of the neighbors, particularly the adjoining ones.
And the last is that the variance would not be materially detrimental to the purpose of this chapter or to the property, or might otherwise conflict with the description of purpose of the district or objectives on the plan or purpose or policy, and that the variances, the minimum variance, which would be alleviate to specific practical difficulties. That's kind of
it's
open to interpretation, but I think if you say this is what you need, then that's what you need.
I think that interpretation, I think, follows what you do.
Yes. And we didn't really talk an awful lot about the fact that you're building a privacy wall as opposed to an open fence.
Yes.
But you did describe the fact that you're going to put an open fence behind it
inside the wall
for the sake of keeping those dogs, which makes all the sense in the world.
Oh, absolutely.
And that is very much a practical difficulty. Anyways, that dogs.
Well, look at my assistant fence with available chew marks on the inside.
They chew or they did.
That's why I want to replace the whole entire fence and the extra 12-foot around on the side.
Well, I think the privacy also helps when people walk by. The dogs can see them. They don't bark. It's actually beneficial to the neighborhood, to be honest.
Yes.
It's much nicer to have the dog behind a privacy fence than it is to have it where it can be seen and barking.
Yeah.
So I think that's a great thing.
Yeah, so we've addressed the height of the fence and the privacy fence.
I would also acknowledge that this is a type 2 action under seeker as an area variance. There's no seeker review required. It's exempt.
I do have kind of one request, though. I didn't notice that the original paperwork said that your variances are good for 3 months. At this point, I don't know if I let a fence person in the next 3 months.
No, that's before you act upon it. If you get your fence permit in,
yeah.
that's considered an, you've acted upon the variance. Even though it's not actually built, if you get your fence permit application into us, that preserves the approval.
It's something that I have to apply for the permit.
Correct.
Well, that's one thing. The variance, I can think about for a permit.
Correct.
And then the permit's what, a year?
Yeah, the permit's good for a year, but you've activated your approval. Should you get it, you. Right. No, that's why we do it that way. So as long as you get your permit application in, that activates your.
Is
your
the right? I missed this with your directions for when I was reading it.
No, that's a good question.
I don't think the variance expires. I think that just went right to the property.
Once it's activated, it does run like the next buyer has the benefit of the fence.
Right.
You're right about that. But in terms of acting on the approval that you grant, should you grant it, there has to be some action taken.
He has to get the permit, or else it would go away.
It would expire.
It would expire.
Yeah.
So, it
yep.
That's clear.
That's $25 and you're set.
Works for me.
Okay. I think we've covered everything. We have to see here. We have a moment. I move that we approve appeal number 838 as presented. I don't think we have any additions or changes to it.
No,
I didn't hear any.
As presented, I think it's fine.
Okay. Did you say something about stockade repair, or something that some type of amendment
you wanted to make? We're doing the one variance is doing covering both things. Right, because when this new policy says that it's going to be in the front yard, it has to be able to get the middle look for it.
Okay.
And we're allowing him to put in a stockade fence.
So it's going to be a little fancy.
It's going to be a privacy fence.
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to say.
So by him saying we're allowing a privacy fence in agreement,
my motion is to approve
the appeal as going to be. So that was what I had asked whether we had to have two, and he said no, it can all be one.
It's got to be 6 feet or less.
Six foot fences. That's all I want to do anyway.
Second for Mr. Alman.
I'll second the motion.
And would you call the board, please?
Okay. Mr. Elms?
Yes.
Mr. Fitzsimmons?
Yes.
Mr. Manning?
Yes.
Mr. Farrell?
Yes.
Mr. Endall?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you,
gentlemen. Thank you. I have to tell you, I'm nervous about this because I don't remember the town board approving this.
If you tell us this,
I don't know. They finally did.
I don't mean to tell us that.
It took about six or seven months once it was submitted to them, but it
until
finally got acted.
They did that because that was so needed.
Yes.
For so long.
And I just don't think we need to. We don't need to do the whole problem.
Right. No, I think that the fence provision otherwise works fine, but this was the one thing. There was no form of relief, and that not allowing a higher fence in the side yard was a real detriment too.
It was for a lot of people.
Because it's very common, if you drive around other communities, you can see where the fence is right up to the front building.
They'll go right across the front of the house and down the side, and that way the whole backyard is...
I just put one in myself. I put a pool in, and the privacy fence runs right along the front building line.
Yeah.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
There you go.
That was easy.